Okay, once again, we're back. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. with Business Credit Builder. I thank everybody for attending this webinar. Today, we're going to talk about business credit for truck drivers. Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm just going to go, we're just going to start and put on the screen share. All righty. Okay, we should be live and direct. All right. Welcome everybody to Business Credit for Truck Drivers. Yeah. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr., CEO at BusinessCreditBuilder.us LLC. You should be able to see my contact information. We got the phone number and the email there, noel@businesscreditbuilder.us. And I'm going to say businesscreditbuilder.us a few times. So you know that's the website, right? Businesscreditbuilder.us. And then I'm going to give you some other stuff that might end with a slash. And then I'm going to give you some stuff, right? Like these buttons down the bottom. The green button is how you can get a free guide on how to build business credit. Just go to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. You see that, right? And the blue button is for how you can get a free business credit consultation. And what that is that's my scheduler. You schedule time to talk to us about your needs, whether or not you need a website, you want to talk to us about building business credit, you want to talk to us about where your company is financially and what loans to apply for. Or if you qualify for loans, and if you do qualify, what loans do you qualify for? Which programs are best for you to qualify for, okay, to apply for? Okay, trucking. Now, there's a bunch of truck drivers out there, right? There are independent truck drivers, right? There are truck drivers out there that own their own truck and operate independently. There are truck drivers out there that they just drive for a company. They use their vehicle to drive, and they're just like an employee for driving. And they might want to expand out and get into the big money and be an independent contractor as well and get their own truck, right? There are truck drivers out there that need to figure out how to offset some of their expenses, like the gas expenses, the tires, repairs, the fees that they have to endure when they're out there on the road. Then there's companies also, the freight companies that they have these invoices and they want to get their money quicker. See, that's how we can help freight companies that they have invoices outstanding. They want to know how to get their money quicker. And there are logistics companies out there that deal with truckers and they need business credit too to finance their office supplies and stuff, right? So how do they also survive having to spend all this money for stuff up front? And that's one of the ways that business credit can help, is to offset stuff that you don't have to pay for up front, right? Okay, business credit. Having business credit can help you get equipment financing. It can help you buy trucks. It can help you get a fleet credit cards that you can buy gas and have for maintenance and repairs. You can also get credit lines that, that can help out your business. That could, and you can also get credit cards, okay? Fleet cards is different than credit cards. Credit cards just like cash. Fleet cards, you have to go and get gas and stuff like that, right? You can also get, for your business, working capital loans for expansion. If you want to expand your business. And there's factoring. The factoring is when you sell your invoices. These are for the trucking companies that have the invoices, then have to wait 30 days to get paid. Well, factoring can help you get that money quick, 24 hours actually, okay? Position yourself for success. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready, right? So when you figure out you need to buy something and business credit, you find out business credit might be able to help you. Now you're just learning about business credit, so now you need to figure it out now. So get ready now so you don't have to get ready later, right? Okay, business credit builder can help regardless of where you are when it comes to business credit. We can help. Our systematic process is the secret sauce to getting and building business credit. So we stay on top of the trends and everything. Like one of the market trends today is this company named WEX. WEX is a major credit card supplier for truck drivers and fuel cards. Well, just recently, WEX no longer does no personal guarantees. They used to do no personal guarantees. Now they no longer do personal guarantees. So, and that's the biggest company that supplied, so that supplies fuel cards. Okay, so that's why it's important to stay abreast of the new trends. Okay. Now, one thing to do is to make sure that you set your business up and have a fundable foundation.
That's the book.
First, you have to make sure your business is set up credible in the eyes of the lender, regardless of the size of your business. Starting with the foundation, the basic standards, okay? The fundable foundation includes things like this. To keep your separate consistent business contact information, including a business name, spelled the exact same way everywhere it is. Exactly. Okay. So this is part of having a fundable foundation in order for your business to have fundability. Okay. You need to have an EIN number. You must incorporate. You need to get a DUNS number, okay? And I have webinars on my YouTube channel that explain this stuff, okay? Shoot, I'm up here sweating and there's no napkin by me. Okay. Okay, you need a business address. It must be a deliverable location. No PO boxes and no UPS boxes, okay? You need to have there are three options to have a business address. There's no other options beyond the three that I'm gonna tell you. You have to have a brick and mortar. That's the first option, okay? A brick and mortar is the first option when selecting your business address. The second option is to have a virtual address. And the last resort is to have your home address as your business address. But that's the last resort because lenders and creditors do not consider home-based businesses as being credible. but they take that on a case-by-case basis. Like, for instance, let's say you're doing hair from the house, for an example, right? Well, it's logical for someone to do hair from the house and be able to pay a bill. Now, on the other side of that coin is this. Let's say you're a trucking company, and maybe you can't have all those trucks at your house. And one thing to keep note is that on your Dun & Bradstreet credit report is a Google Maps picture of your business. So they're looking right at your business address when they are making a decision to give you a loan or grant you an account or something. Okay. So they just want to see if this makes sense, right? You see, so that, you know, because they have been approached by fraud a lot, right? So they're looking at how to stop fraud, right? So they're looking just to see if this makes sense. Okay. Okay. You have to have a separate business bank account, professional website, a business email with the same URL as the website, your business phone number listed with the National 411 Directory. That's a must, right? And Freedom Voice is my go-to for the telephone, right? So this telephone, right? You need to have a local telephone number that's listed with the National 411 Directory, okay? When you do this, it connects with your address, okay? This address. And welcome everybody that's coming in the room. I see y'all stumbling in here, okay? So for your main business telephone number, you cannot use a cell phone. You cannot use for your main business number a home telephone line, okay? But you can operate using those devices like your cell phone or your home line, right? But on the application, you can't do that. You can't use those numbers. So I suggest you use a VoIP line or something like that. All right, and I'm gonna give you some, I think I got that. No, maybe not. Okay, but the go-to is Freedom Voice. And I have other webinars on my YouTube channel that give you better instruction of this stuff, right? But Freedom Voice is the spot. Freedom Voice will give you a local telephone number for $9.95 per month, and they will list it for $3 a month. Okay, they'll also give you a fax number and a 800 number for under $20 a month. Okay, so that's Freedom Voice for your local telephone number, right? After building the foundation, we can help you find lenders and financing products that will work best for your needs. Trucking, and why you need our help. Trucking is a high-risk industry, okay? They perceive the trucking industry as being a high risk per the SIC, which is the Standard Industrial Classification, and the NAS, which is North American Industry Classification System. They call that the NAS code. So when you set up your business at the Secretary of State, there's a place to put in your classification to decide what type of business you are. This is where that comes into play. And you select your NAS code, right? So that's one thing to know. High-risk industries have some things in common. There can be high risk of injury on the job, or an industry that may engage in a lot of cash transactions. traditional banks and loan banks and loans don't allow work well. That didn't sound right. Traditional banks and loans don't always work well for high-risk industries. Over 89% of business applications are denied by the big banks, subject to stricter underwriting guidelines. Alternative lenders may be the best bet. We also have options through Business Credit Builder. Okay, so alternative lenders. See, the first place a lot of people go to is the bank, right? But banks, they have high restrictions and guidelines. See, most businesses, actually over 98% of all loans for businesses come from alternative lenders. The reason why is in business, these alternative lenders specialize in something, right? They might only sell one or two products, but the commercial bank sells a whole bunch of stuff. Where the alternative lenders might only sell equipment loans. They might only do equipment loans. They might only do cash flow funding. So they specialize, and you have to find these places because they don't have a branch in every neighborhood, you see? So you have to find these places. Get the credit lines you need. Credit cards, tires, maintenance, job tools like jacks, covers, and straps, retail accounts where you can get, you know, electronics and stuff, you know, to stuff. Office supplies, and more, okay? That's how Business Credit can help you. Remember to download your free guide, How to Build Business Credit, how to get real and tangible finances for your business regardless of your personal credit, collateral, or cash flow. Get your free download at this website, /free guide. Just go to /free guide. You know the deal. businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. Now, when you are thinking about getting a loan or something, you have to consider the three C's. The three C's of funding, which is cash flow, credit, collateral. With cash flow, meaning you have consistent a flow of cash going through your bank account from the sales from your business. You can get access to merchant cash advances. We also have gig worker funding. Gig worker funding is for 1099 workers. You don't even have to be a corporation for that. And you could work out of your personal bank account. Most of the time, up until now, you would have to make sure you had a business bank account, but now you don't have to have a business bank account if you're a 1099 worker with this gig worker funding, okay? David Allen Capital is one of my new sources for cash flow funding, the gig worker funding, and some more stuff, okay? With credit, you have access to the hybrid credit line program, and you have access to building up your own business credit, okay, to access funding. And collateral, using collateral can get you access to funding, like using equity in a home, you can get funding. If you have stocks and bonds, you can get funding on the value and 401k, depending on the value. And those in type of investments stay intact while you're able to get a business loan for that. You can use commercial vehicles as collateral as well. Now, the point I want to make here with the three C's is this. If you have all three C's, right? If you have cash flow, if you have credit, And if you have collateral, then you could possibly qualify for an SBA loan, right? But the guidelines are very strict. If you have all three of those, you can possibly qualify for an SBA loan. If you have two of them, you could possibly qualify for a term loan. If you have one of these, depending on the one that you do have, then you could possibly qualify for different funding sources depending on the one cash flow that you have, one of the C's that you do have, okay? And if you have none of these, then you start with business credit, okay? Starting from scratch, from business credit. See, these are the three C's. This is what all the lenders are going to be looking at to determine whether or not they're going to give you a loan if you have cash flow, credit, or collateral. Okay, get the financing you need. Credit lines, secured loans, SBA, equipment financing. Use a loan or a lease to purchase, borrow hard assets for your business. Okay, so there are products out there that do, there are companies out there that only do equipment financing. And trucks are considered to be equipment, okay? So what you do is you go to the dealer that has the truck that you want. You get the invoice from them of how much this truck costs. Then you take it to the equipment financing company, and they, once they approve you, will just pay the invoice, okay? So with equipment financing, you could buy trucks, box trucks, Sprinter vans, flatbeds, vans, buses, right? Okay, there are three types of equipment financing, okay? One is just to outright finance the vehicle that you want, the truck that you want. You must have at least 1 year in business. You may get approved even with challenge credit. You won't need financials to secure equipment financing. The second equipment financing method is equipment leasing, where you can lease the vehicle, the truck that you want. Okay? You can lease equipment. It's easy to upgrade equipment after lease ends. 1 year in business. You need a FICO score of 620. Okay? So leasing a vehicle is a little bit more credit stringent than just financing it outright. The third option for equipment financing is what they call the equipment sale lease back. If you already own your equipment, you can use it as collateral for financing. Sell equipment to a lender for cash. You sell the equipment to a lender, you get the cash that you need, you're leasing it back. Okay, so you never relinquish possession of the property. So you're leasing it from them because they gave you the money, right? Then you regain title when the lease ends. This one also qualifies you for tax savings with Section 179. Okay? So that gives you good tax savings right there. All right? Business credit builder. We know the lending cycles. Who trends to lend more, who tends to lend more, and when, and what they're looking for when it comes to approvals. So we already have the lenders. See, we're like a brokerage of lenders, right? So we already have the lenders. We know what the lenders need from you to be qualified. So that's why we have this program that we help you set up your business correctly. We position your business to have business credit. And when you have business credit, it puts you in a position to be more fundable to a lender, okay? And we have the lender. So in other words, when you work with us, we set you up and prepare you to get approved, okay? We already have the lenders, right? And we know what they want, okay? We can keep you from wasting time blindly applying with lenders. Because time is like money, right? For loans you don't qualify, our business credit specialists have their finger on the pulse of the industry. So when we help you build up your business credit, we build business credit in four tiers of vendors. Each tier, we give you about 15 vendors, and then we say pick three of these. Get three of the accounts, right? You set up an account, you buy something from them, right? And then you pay the invoice on a timely basis. Then you're going to pull your credit reports, right? Then when you read your credit reports, now we know when to send you to the next tier of vendors, and you consistently build up your business credit. And you're never doing this alone. You always have somebody right there with you, helping you. Okay. We help determine which lenders and which loans can help you right now. Okay, so as a summary, we talked about cash flow, hybrid credit line program, collateral, equipment financing, business credit build. Okay. You can start now. Get your free finance assessment to discover your optimal path to improve fundability, build business credit, and get business loans. Start now by scheduling your assessment, right? Your business credit consultation, businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. Now, if anybody wanted me to go over our business credit building program, our core package, what we offer, then I could go over that and y'all could see directly if y'all want to. Other than that, we could take some questions. Anybody got any questions? No questions? Y'all a quiet bunch today. Okay. Nobody has any questions. I'll say this. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to the website, businesscreditbuilder.us. There's a YouTube button there. From the website, we have a blog. There's a bunch of information. On the YouTube channel too, there's a bunch of information too, right? Where I go into detail on how to build business credit. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I was not satisfied with the performance that I provided in this particular webinar. You know, I'm just honest. Okay. Candy has a question. How do I access my FICO information? How do you get your FICO score? Okay. This is just my personal stuff that I know. This has nothing to do with business credit, but this is the trick. I don't know. This is not a trick. You should know this. I mean, people know this. Credit Karma is good for getting access to your credit score and helping you with your credit, your personal credit score. But I don't do personal credit, right? So you can just take that with a grain of salt because I don't do personal credit, all right? Somebody else might tell you a different answer. But I know business credit. If you ask me a business credit question, I can answer that pretty good, okay? I hope I was useful though with that answer, but yeah, Credit Karma. Credit Karma, and it's free. All right. Thank you for that question, Candy. Anybody else got a question? Is everybody here truck drivers? Is there a situation that y'all are trying to overcome with your trucking company or your pursuit to trucking? Anything? No? Y'all are quiet. All right, I know my performance was bad today. I think I was off today. My rhythm is off today. Okay, what was this? Thomas, when you get the first business credit card, how much of the credit card limit should you use? Well, it depends on which credit card we're talking about. If it's a personal credit card, I know the answer to that. If it's a business credit card, we have to know who they're reporting to. But in general, that's like a general credit question, right? So in personal credit, there's this thing called utilization, which is 30% of your personal credit score. And I don't do personal credit, okay? But this is just information that I'm just sharing, right? To make conversation, right? But for personal credit, utilization is 30% of your score. Which means you should only use 20 to 30% of your total limit that they give you, okay? With business credit, it varies, right? So for vendors that report to Experian, utilization is considered, but it's only considered like 10%. If they're reporting to Dun & Bradstreet, utilization has nothing to do with Dun & Bradstreet calculations. So that means you can use up your card, but you have to pay it on time, right? So that was a personal credit question, but I tried to flip it into the business, all right? Oh, you did say business credit card. Okay, I see that. Yeah. So I answered that too, though. So, and that's a really detailed, most people won't give you that detail of an answer on the business side of that, right? So Dun & Bradstreet, their calculation of their paydex score does not have anything to do with utilization, right? But Experian does, but it's not as strong. It's like 10%, somewhere around there, 10 to 15% of the score, okay? For vendors reporting to Experian. Yeah. So I hope that was useful. I hope this whole thing, I hope I enlightened you on something today. I know I was off. My bat was swinging off today. Who's that, Thomas? Is it better today? Is it better to pay the entire credit card balance at the end of the month, or should you keep a balance? No, you should not keep a balance. You should pay it off. If you're able to pay it off, at least pay the minimum due, right? And when lenders and creditors look at your pattern of payment, they want to see you use the payment, pay it off, meaning your business is functioning well, right? Meaning you needed to use credit for your business. You used the credit. It helped you profit by using that credit, and you were able to pay it off in full. That's what they see. Right? So when they see you made a partial payment or just the minimum due, that means you on time with that payment, but you still got something you owing. So that means you're not as, you know, but having that on time payment is the key. But if they see you just paying stuff off, when they see you got no balances, you got all these high limits that you can use and your balance is low, but you are using your credit, because they do want to see you using your credit, right? They want to see you use it and pay it, use it and pay it, right? You know, so at any given time, it's normal for a business to have a balance because it might be not due yet, right? You know, so that's cool. All right. So I hope I answered that question. Yeah, come on with more questions, Thomas. I like those questions. Yeah, come on. Let's keep running. You're getting me all on point now, swinging the bat better. Yeah. Anybody else got questions? All right. Yeah. Bring them on, man. Bring them on. That's what we're here for, right? And, you know, this is like the one time in the week that I do answer business-related credit questions, business credit-related questions. And I'm swinging the bat off today. I can feel it. But anyway, anybody else got something to say? Darius, what up? Joel, what up? Rainer, what up? Sandra, you still with me? How that water taste from the well? All right. If nobody got any questions or want to talk me to talk about anything, then we're going to end the webinar. All right. But I'm here for you. What up? Thomas got another question. Yeah, baby. How long should you wait before you ask for an increase in credit limits? Ooh, good question. Word. All right. Good one. All right. So this question relates to revolving type of accounts. So when you are getting your trade lines, building your business credit, and you have revolving accounts, because there's a difference in a revolving account and a net 30 account. The net 30 account, you got to pay for the total in 30 days. Anyway, so when you have a revolving account, and this is my suggestion, when you're building a business credit, you pick one of your revolving accounts, at least one of them, and you use it more. When they see that you are making on-time payments, then you could call them and ask for an increase. Usually, I like to do it like this. When they see three on-time payments, when they see I made three on-time payments, I'll call them and ask for an increase. Now, sometimes when you call them and ask for an increase, they might say, we don't consider increases until after 6 months. Some of them. Everybody got a different way to do it, right? So at least then you'll know to take note when to call them back and ask for an increase. Do it as many times as you can. I don't care. But they just need to see that you're making on-time payments. And when they see that you're making on-time payments, then they're going to do it. And you want to keep doing that. The goal here is to get a revolving account with the highest credit limit as possible, up to about $10,000, right? Because when you apply for business credit cards and they approve you, then they're gonna approve you for an amount that's equal to your highest revolving limit. All right? Bam. How was that question? We rocked that question. Okay. All right. Any more? Who's next? Thomas, let's go. Run another question. Let's go. What? All right. Anybody else got questions? What? What up, D? Darius, what up? Say something. I feed off the energy. What up? Any particular things y'all going through with your business? Funding? Y'all are making money or what? Thomas got another question. Y'all need to catch up with Thomas. Okay. If you get denied a credit card, how long should you wait to apply for it again? Wow. That's an advanced question, no doubt. Okay. And for every vendor, the correct answer is going to be different. The actual, what's actual. But I can just give you a guideline, right? I would wait 6 months. 6 months. And then if they deny me again, I wait another 6 months, right? But it's just to give them time, just to give yourself time to make the appropriate adjustments, right? But then they're not going to consider you within a certain period of time, right? So, see, every vendor is going to have their internal way to deal with this different. So the general guideline would be 6 months. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Cruz, he's in the truck right now. Mr. Cruz, what up? We're not gonna ask you to interact though, okay? You can just chill. all right, any more questions? Yeah, yeah, you got some more questions, Thomas?
Nothing, sir.
Okay, run them. Y'all can open up your mic if you want.
I'm only listening for you.
I can't hear you. Who's that? Darius. Just, you said something, yeah, but I couldn't hear you.
Nice meeting you, sir.
No, I can't hear you now. I can't hear you. I can see you trying to talk. It looked like you in the truck too.
Yes, sir. I don't have a question, sir. I'm only listening.
Angela, yes, there is a replay that we're going to put on our YouTube channel. In order to find the YouTube channel, go to my website, businesscreditbuilder.us, and there is a YouTube button. Darius, get your mic right, yo. Get your mic right. What? Yeah. And I'm going to confess that today my presentation was not up to snuff today to my own standards. I was off the ball today. But you know, we went through the information. Okay. Darius, you can type if you want to. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. Well, actually, your questions made me get up on the ball and get on my tippy toes. Your questions, up until your questions came in, I was off the slack. Yeah, I just felt weird. Yeah, that's what a team is for. When one is down, you got the other one to help you out, right? No doubt. All right. And I got my partners in the background holding me down. You see that? Darius, man, what's up? You can't get your mic right. Can you type? You know what the chat is? What's up? It seemed like you had something to say.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy, sir, because I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I can't hear shit. Does anybody hear him? Because I can't hear him. Man. He don't know where his mic at. He can't type. No doubt, but we I'm glad you're here, though. Do you know sign language? No, I'm sorry. I'm joking. Oh, okay. All right, y'all. Y'all got 2 minutes now. Last question. Thomas, what up? Any more questions? Go ahead, drop another one. Throw me a fastball. It's a baseball playoff season. All right. Throw me a fastball. All right. Rainer. Hey, Rainer, that's a dope-ass truck. What kind of truck is that, Rainer? You got the ill picture up there. Okay, no more questions. We're going to be out like shout. What you got over there, Darius? What you got? Damn, you got, what's that? Yo, your shit is high profile over there, D. What up?
This Rainer, sir, Rainer. My,
no, I can't still hear your ass.
This Rainer, sir, this Rainer.
Oh, word. Homeboy's over there.
Yeah.
That's another truck driver over there.
Yes. Yes, I have two. My friend, sir. My friend.
Okay. Okay. I wish I could hear you. Damn. Shit. All right.
Just now I'm here in our truck, sir.
Rainer, what up? Yeah. It's
still working. Nice to meet you. I'm still working.
Okay, any more questions? We're gonna get out of here, man. Cause now we're just wasting time.
Nothing, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Man, Darius keep on talking when I can't hear shit. Can anybody hear Darius? Damn. Am I doing something wrong? What? Holy mackerel. All right. What it be like? Okay, everybody, let's go ahead and end this out. It don't look like Thomas got no more questions. I didn't drain him, rocked his questions. All right, y'all, we do this once a week with different topics, right? Make sure you get your free guide, and when you get my free guide, you get my email funnel. And if you get in my email funnel, you get a whole bunch of stuff. I'm trying to tell you right now. All right? Everybody, peace and love. Y'all be good. I'm out.